This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Last week, Planned Parenthood exec Dr. Leanna Wen tried to sell the idea that abortion-related infanticides do not happen. But Centers for Disease Control records tell a different story, as do the nurses and other medical personnel who either witnessed these deaths or have successfully fought to rescue abortion survivors from infanticide. Contending that patient privacy is an issue, local governments are apparently denying access to 911 public records from abortion clinic calls. An abortion business in Louisiana, once connected to convicted murderer Dr. Kermit Gosnell, is under scrutiny after a woman was severely injured in an abortion there. Operation Rescue contends that public records redact pertinent details. This is Life News Radio. In any conflict, when there is a great and clear disparity between who is powerful and who is weak, the Christian idea of justice cries out in favor of the weak. The greatest and most clear disparity in any conflict in all human history has been between eugenics in the powerful abortion industry and the most vulnerable of any time, the unborn. Make your stand for life, and let's create a culture of life. Responding to evidence presented in undercover videos 3 years ago, Ohio is cutting Planned Parenthood funding after allegations of abortion specimen marketing. The state issued a 30-day notice of the funding cut after Planned Parenthood failed to present anything in court to substantiate its claim that women would be denied health care after the over $500 million cut. In related news, an Ohio law banning gruesome D&E abortions has been temporarily blocked by a federal district judge in Cincinnati. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.